Good morning. It's a blessing for me to present the Sunday lesson for the fourth Sunday in Advent, which is an old Christian tradition commemorating the 4 weeks before the birth of the Christ child. And at this moment, I'd like to invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit to move my ego out of the way so that I might be a more fit instrument to share these words of truth that will serve to uplift, to inspire, and to transform our consciousness. We in Unity know Advent metaphysically. Advent is a time devoted to preparing our minds to experience more of the Christ, the divine mind within us. We prepare during these 4 weeks by making room in our hearts and minds to expand our awareness that in truth, we are more than the body. We are spiritual beings. We are the incarnation of spirit into matter and divinity in creation. For the past 3 weeks, we have been on an inner journey and we have focused on the spiritual qualities of hope and faith, peace and love. In hope and faith, we considered what it is that we truly trust and place our hope and faith in. In peace, we considered consciously choosing peace over fear, worry and anxiety. Relaxing the ego, letting go, and letting God. In love, we consider that the nature of God is love, and so that our true nature is love too, unity and harmony, right action toward all. This fourth week, we expand our awareness of the spiritual quality of joy. This last week before Christmas Day, we focus our attention and our intention on realizing the joy within. Joy is powerful and deep. It is the bliss of the spirit. And in the words of the Unity Meditation on Joy, it has been written, the news of the birth of a Messiah brought joy to the people of Israel. That joy gave them hope, and that hope gave them strength to carry on. Joy is a gift of the spirit. It enables us to see the best in every situation and to be grateful for everything that happens in our lives. Joy is our life raft when we feel surrounded by the seas of change or adversity. Joy turns our attention away from the problem and quickens our spirit to reveal the truth that God is in every situation as God is within us. Through joy, we bring forth the blessings that await us. And it is written in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, a scripture that we visited in the first week of Advent. We reinforce the command to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus the Christ, the man and elder brother, the way shower, who perfectly manifested the I am of the divine idea of man. So we celebrate his earthly birthday at Christmas. This morning, I would like to remind us of how Christmas is also our birthday, our spiritual birthday, as we realize and celebrate the birth of the Christ that is also within us. So this morning, I continue the Advent series with the joy of rebirth through joy, the journey of rebirth through joy. And I would like to talk about how we can find and embrace the quality of joy as a path to express more of the Christ within us and bring that joy to the world. For in accordance with Psalm 16, verse 11, we read, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore." This awareness of the Christ consciousness, the divinity in man, is what the world is so much in need of today. And so we each have a divine role to play. Things that we can do and be to bring more joy to the world as we bring more of the Christ into our own lives and then share it with the world. And so my message to you today is this: embrace joy by grounding your hope in the Christ. And we will talk more about this idea. So what gets in the way of embracing our joy? Because we all well know that things get in the way of our joy. Well, one of the main things is looking for joy in temporary circumstances instead of the timelessness of spirit. There is happiness, and then there is joy. Happiness is temporary and is rooted in material things and circumstances, which change constantly in this life. Our bodies change, our situations change. What we have or don't have changes. Relationships change, positions change. Can there be any real happiness in the temporary? We will only experience happiness for a limited period of time. The time happiness lasts is as long as the people, the places, or the things last, and that is temporary. Yes, it's okay to experience this temporary happiness. We want to be happy, but we have to realize it as such and not place our hopes on temporary things. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us, look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, and the things that are unseen are eternal. Joy is eternal. It is permanent because it is of the absolute. It's not reliant upon anything. Joy is of the no thing of the spirit. Joy simply is because the divine mind, the mind of God, of our being simply is. Joy is dependent upon nothing. It exists or comes from the isness and the absolute realm of causation, as opposed to the effects of the relative and temporal physical realm. Happiness is of the limited mind. Joy is an experience of the unlimited divine mind. It's fine to feel happiness, but we must aim to experience joy, the lasting quality of our spirit. It will never fail us. It is already ours by right of consciousness, divinely given and divinely ordained. Because we all have this Christ consciousness already within our being, we just need to realize this. So we celebrate the truth that joy in the Christ mind is irrevocable and continuous. And as Unity's Charles Fillmore spoke of it as, Christ in you, your hope of glory. Be aware that the pathway to joy might sometimes require a journey through sorrow as we come to learn and to expand our awareness of the joy that lies within. Nothing works better to bring us to our knees than trials and tribulations. But Psalm 94, verse 19 tells us, when the cares of my heart are many, you are a consolation, cheers my soul. And in Psalm 30, verse 5, we read, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. So then what is your night and what is your morning? In other words, what are some of the thoughts and feelings that are standing in the way of your joy? Because experiencing joy is a matter of where you focus your attention. What is the night that you want to release to the morning, from the darkness that you want to release to the light? And I'm going to give you a moment of silence just to contemplate and to bring to your conscious awareness some of these thoughts and feelings for the purpose of bringing them up to release them. And now through the power of renunciation, we now eliminate that which does not serve us so that we might expand our awareness of the joy within. And so how do we find this indescribable joy of God? We can experience the quality of joy by just claiming it right now. You already have it. Simply open your consciousness to have more joy. So let's do that. Wherever you are right now, I want you to affirm after me, I accept more joy in my life. I am joyful right here and right now. And if you don't really feel joy at this moment, you can always fake it until you make it. You know, your subconscious mind will accept whatever your conscious mind tells it to be true, regardless of outer circumstances. So in other words, you can trick yourself into joy. And the Christ, the superconscious mind in you, will do the rest. It's important to not lose sight of the truth that the highest level of our joy is experienced in meditation. where we access the divine mind. Scripture tells us to be still and know that I am God. Meditation is where the greatest experience of joy will ever be found. So be sure to take time to meditate. And after you have found this joy within, how can you spread more joy in the world? For as it is written in Scripture, faith without works is dead, and we might have the divine audacity to add, joy without works is dead. There are four pathways to spreading joy that I became aware of through the Big Joy Project. And I don't know if any of you have heard about it. This is a moment of collaboration. It's a movement of collaboration between the Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama to create more joy in the world. Their Big Joy Project embraces four pathways, and it gives suggestions for spreading joy. And since unity is a teaching of practical Christianity, I thought I would share them with you today. The first pathway is kindness. Look for opportunities to give loving kindness to others. You know, when we are kind, don't we feel better? We feel more joyful when we are just being kind to others. Try to lighten the load of another when there is an opportunity, or create one. Anticipate opportunities to give a smile or whisper a blessing. Pray for others. Encourage others. And don't forget to be kind to yourself by giving yourself quiet time for prayer and meditation to access the highest level of joy. The second pathway, gratitude. Gratitude increases our joy. Gratitude is one of the most effective ways we can spread joy, just being thankful. Having an active gratitude creates the consciousness for joy to grow and to flower. Joy follows from gratitude. So keep that gratitude journal going, and it will help you to experience joy and to share it. The third pathway, shift your perspective. Reframe how you see things. You know, you can look at difficult situations from a different perspective. And when we can't change circumstances, we can change how we look at things. We can always look at the situation and ask ourselves, 5 years from now, will what is bothering us really matter? So choose thoughts that make you feel better about the situation and that give you more joy in relationship to what might be happening so that you can bring more joy to the world. And the fourth path is consciously connecting with all of humanity. Look for those things that are shared and special between us all. Open your heart to connect with others, and it will bring joy to you and to another. To sum up then, to spread more joy in the world, there are four pathways. They are kindness, gratitude, shifting your perspective, and connecting together. And if you would like to learn more about this wonderful Big Joy Project and find out more about a new movie that's been made about it, the site is missionjoy.org. That's one word, missionjoy.org. So in this Advent season of great expectation, let us consider these closing ideas. Hold great expectations for your life. Who knows what might be coming next? Who knows what might be born anew in you? And be infused with the joy of just being alive and be grateful. Embrace joy by grounding your hope in the Christ, for we are one with God in the Christ. And experiencing this is the source of your joy. And I close with Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And so it is. And now let us prepare for meditation. To begin our meditation, you might want to sit up straight in the chair that you're in with your feet flat on the floor. And if you like, you might want to place your hands in your laps with the palms up, open, and ready to receive. Now with your eyes closed, take a few deep, relaxing breaths. Just relax your entire body. Allow your mind to begin to slow down. And scan your body for any tension. If you feel any tension in any part of your body, breathe into that part as you exhale, releasing the tension. As we prepare to enter the silence, let us contemplate pure consciousness. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are the consciousness that is beyond the body and the mind. You are spirit, whole and complete. Spirit is the source of all there is. Peace of mind and heart is within you as this awareness, and there is nothing to fear. As we go deeper into our meditation, let us focus our attention. Imagine that nothing exists outside of the room that you are in. Imagine that the room itself is now empty of any objects. There is nothing to distract you. Now remove your awareness from your physical body and turn your attention inwards. Become aware of the thoughts going through your mind. Become the silent observer of your own thoughts, watching each thought come, then moving on like clouds in the sky. As you witness your thoughts in this way, notice how they begin to slow down. Now focus your attention on the idea of joy and peacefulness. Create the thought, I am joy. Repeat this thought silently and slowly, I am joy. Your mind is now filled with joy. There's only joy. Joy in the quiet and stillness. Like water that's fresh, still and clear, your mind is now calm and clear. You feel an easiness that is free from all tension. There is a deep contentment. Realize this as your most natural state of being. This is your true nature. In your natural state of joy, just be still and enjoy these feelings of deep joy and serenity. With your eyes still closed, gently bring your awareness back to the room that you're in. And in divine realization, let us give thanks for perfect joy as we silently affirm, I and the Father are one. All is well. I and the Father are one. All is well. And for this divine understanding, I am grateful and I give thanks. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes. You didn't stop.